Well, it was good that the First Minister talked about his strong commitment to ending the injustice of child poverty in our wealthy nation. But before today's programme for government, more than 100 of our members came together calling for action like boosting the Scottish Child Payment to £40 a week, affordable housing, and the delivery of stronger social security through a minimum income guarantee. And many of those calls were not progressed within the programme for government. It was welcome that you talked about affordable childcare and extra support to help people into work, but those commitments need to be matched with adequate investment. The Poverty and Inequality Commission have been clear that existing interventions in those space are not at the scale necessary to meet our child poverty targets. It was good to hear conversations about the closing the attainment gap in schools, but latest figures show that there's a need for the Scottish Government to do things differently in order to close that gap. And we're really disappointed that there'll be no human rights bill for Scotland. We think the delay to that bill will make it more difficult for the Scottish Government to deliver on their core mission of eradicating child poverty. We're a country that believes in justice and compassion, and people in Scotland want our political leaders to unlock our country's vast wealth, to build better budgets, and give people the means to a better future.